Hell, see, up there I had a reputation, a good reputation for rebuilding small engines, repairing, rebuilding, not on the engines, but on riders, you know, transmissions. I knew how to pull the, even the hydrostatic ones, I knew how to pull them apart and repair them and stuff. But one thing that I was really known for, or I got praised a lot for, was my fabrication deal. Somebody would tell me what they want to do. You know, I want to mount this snowblower on the front of this tractor or this rider or whatever, and I would come up with the fabrication, and it would work, too. The thing is, though, I couldn't weld. I had to take, you know, I would cut the metal, I'd do all that, and then I'd take it to one of my friends, and they'd weld it up for me the way I wanted it. And that's when I decided I wanted to get into welding. I wanted to be able to do it all myself. You know, welding looked kind of fun, too. But like I said, back in them days, the stick was the only thing around, and I never got around to it, though.
Yeah, same thing here. I always wanted to weld, but so I guess I never probably had the chance. I just never went after it. Hey, for ID, WSIL 946.